Yeah, it's time for a little bit of Zef Rap Rave with DeAntwood. Hello there, Ninja. Hello there, Yolandi.
Yo.
How yous doing?
Fine. How you doing that side of the dance floor?
We're pretty good on this side of the dance floor. How about that side?
Yeah, it's fine. It's cozy.
It is very cozy where you guys have been doing the Future Music Festival. Can I just start off by saying, Ninja, your dick got confiscated.
Yeah, in US Customs, so we can't do Evil Boy. I've got a special microphonic penis thing.
This is for the song Evil Boy. I saw you guys play at the Big Day Out last year and the MIA side shows. It's a pretty big dick.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Why did they have a reason for taking it?
Yeah, it was awkward. I don't really want to talk about it. It was like a long, drawn-out moment.
No. I'm sorry about that. It was US Customs, though. Australian Customs would probably be heaps more.
Yeah, they would have been into it.
Yes. Was this when you guys were in the US? Were you guys playing shows? I saw you on the David Letterman show. How did they take some rap rave from South Africa?
He was damn sweet about it afterwards. He came up and shook our hands. It seemed very like... the next night he was singing I Think You're Freaky. I think he did it like 3 times. Everyone kept telling us he really liked that song. Yeah, it was cool.
It's a damn cool song. I'm going to play it very, very soon.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. We weren't allowed to swear, so we were like kind of nervous, I suppose. But I said I slept in Lamanamang, which is Slang and Aman, which is like terrible like Afrikaans like talk, but no one from America knows what that means. You can search it on Google or something.
That's a very smart way to do it. Cool. Did you do anything else when you guys were in New York, to go to a baseball game or go to a show or anything?
We went to a Broadway play called The Book of Mormon.
Jeez.
And the two guys from South Park wrote it. And it was like the best thing we've ever seen in our life.
Yeah, like since I was born. It's like sold out to February 2014. But then we're kind of friends with the guys from South Park. So then they gave us tickets to sneak in. But then we nearly got kicked out halfway I had like epileptic seizures from laughing too much. They said I was like talking and stuff. I didn't even talk once, but the manager were going to remove us. But it was so funny. I couldn't even breathe. And like, I was like spitting out my nose.
And we also went to this fashion show in New York.
Yeah.
It was fancy.
To Alexander Wang. He even made us clothes for free. He said, what do you want to wear, guys? And we told him these outfits. I wanted like the Zef military commander outfit, which he made for me. And then Yolandi wanted to look like a trophy, like a special award. Mm-hmm. So he made this like liquid gold thing for her. We were a big hit. All the other celebrities were jealous because they only took photos of us the whole time.
It sounds like you guys are really like whooping it up in New York. And did you bring the costumes that were made by Alexander Wang to Australia?
Yolandi, yeah, she wears it all the time during Rich Pitch, but my one's a little bit intimidating. So I only wear it like on special occasions, like when I want to just... Like
a smart event.
I don't have to say when I don't have to say anything and just look mean.
Right. All right. Well, I'm glad you're saying stuff right now on Triple J. I have DeAntwood in the studio. Let's have a listen to one of the tunes from Tension, your brand new album. This is the one you were just talking about. I Think You Freaky, as sung by David Letterman. I put the video up on my blog if anyone wants to have a look at it, on my Facebook as well. It's pretty full on. Not as full on as the one that preceded it. On Triple J, that was I Think You Freaky off the album Tension by DeAntwood, and Ninja and Yolandi are in the studio. Can you tell me about the video for that? Because that is a fairly freaky video. How many rats were crawling all over you, Yolandi?
We had about 40 rats we collected in total, but not all of them got to feature in the video. But yeah, I collected.
Where did you collect them from?
Well, we caught them on a farm. We shot the video on my friend's farm, and we caught a lot of rats there. Yeah, they just breed really fast. So while we were making it, they bred, and at the end we had about 40, I think it was 43.
Well, it was like the circle of life. There was rats being born during the video. That's beautiful.
Yep.
They're babies and strange, seemingly dismembered arms as well. This is like from this album, the second video that's really freaky. Because the other one, the Fok Julianias video.
Oh, yeah.
There was spiders and scorpions and butterflies out of your mouth, Yolandi. What have you guys got with these amazing images?
Wow.
It's all like kind of just ideas. I'm not really scared of spiders.
So you had one crawling on your face because you're scared of them?
Yeah, I'm not scared anymore. It's good to be, you know. And then also, like, yeah, we just, like, we They're all just ideas, really, based on the lyrics.
The thing with that song also, the Fok Julianias, I'm not even sure if I can really say that.
Yeah, you sang it perfectly. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Excellent. Well, I've listened to the song a lot, and you say it a lot in the song. Was that the song? You guys had problems with your US record label. They couldn't hack what was going on in that video or on that song or something?
The short story is, like, we don't really listen to anyone. We got a record deal. We thought, like, all this magic was going to happen. But it just got a bit dull and slowed down, and we finished the album on our own, and then we make our videos on our own. We just had a bit of a freak out when they saw the Fok Julianias video.
They were like, no, you can't put this out. So we're like, okay, yes, we're going to. Yeah. We're going to put it out right now.
Yeah, you can't say we can't do that. And then we changed our Facebook status to it's complicated. And then we just like got a divorce.
And decided to start up your own record label.
Not even, it's just like on paper, it's just like Zephyr Records. We just got one album. We're not that big.
And are you guys dealing with the distribution of the whole thing? Is it like really hands-on with you guys?
Oh, yeah. Then we've got all these like really cool partners. Like we've got a Japanese toy company called Good Smile that we're doing Evil Boy toys with.
Awesome.
So we've got, there's a million ways to put music out. We thought, why are we signed to a major label? It's kind of yesterday style.
I mean, you guys started and it was after everyone was checking out your videos on the internet that you ended up getting flown over. That was the story, wasn't it? Business class to America to sign those record deals. That you can do it all again by yourselves.
Yeah, you get a hot face cloth on business class you can wipe your ass with.
Triple J. I'm indestructible. Gangsta number one. I love when I chuck this record in the CD player that it just busted my balls with some dubstep at the very start of it.
We didn't even know what dubstep was. High tech, I thought it was just gangster rap. And then High Tech said, oh no, that's kind of dubstep. I was like, okay, what's that? And then he played us some other dubstep. But his one sounded better than all the other ones.
It's almost like the sounds like it's a voice going through a vocoder or something.
Mm-mm, it actually isn't processed. It's just like I was just sung. I was like, I'm indestructible.
That's it. Awesome.
Yeah. It's just like grab my nuts and like bust it.
Now, the album cover is full on. And I saw the when the video first came out, the trailer video. And if you haven't seen it, it is Yolandi. You are some kind of demonic angel eating what turns out to be Ninja's heart.
Yep, that's what I do.
in everyday life, that's what you do, and in the photo. Was this from a drawing that a fan did?
Yeah, it's actually an Australian fan. Her name's Kate Green, and she drew a picture. And then we turned it into a photograph, and then we just liked the photograph so much, we decided to make that our album cover.
Have you seen her in Australia?
She came to the show last night.
Oh, sweet. And how does she feel about her drawing turned into actual real life?
She's happy happy as heck.
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys, we're talking about art. Let's talk about maybe, Ninja, your tattoos. I saw a video when you were giving some guy a Yolandi Visa tattoo using a knitting needle and green ink.
Yeah, that's Yolandi's homeboy, Mace. He is begging me. He's like, please, can I have a Yolandi Visa tattoo? Please, can I have a Yolandi Visa tattoo? Please, can I have a Yolandi Visa tattoo? Every time he sees me, and I was like, okay, Jesus. Okay,
Ninja gave me a tattoo the other day in the bus while we were driving. We were traveling. It was really boring, so he just started tattooing everyone in the bus. He had a needle and an ink pack.
Oh.
And in South Africa, we actually call them chaps. They're chappies.
It's a slang for like a hand poke tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm due for another tattoo. It's a shame I wasn't in the bus. What did you design for Yolandi in the bus?
Well, I finally got a Zeph tattooed on my wrist.
Oh, cool. Mm.
It's about time.
And if people are listening to this and are thinking you guys are obviously off your faces.
What's off your faces?
What does that mean? Off your face means if you're drunk or on drugs.
We like straight edge, like vegetarian, like Buddhist, like punk.
I'm well aware of that. Well,
We're not drunk or on drugs.
We like thread as a laser beam.
Which helps for your steady hands when you're tattooing people on the bus.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the Anthwood in the studio. I also saw you guys got up on stage at the Future Music Festival or one of the sideshows with Aphex Twin.
Yeah, it was at a sideshow.
Really fast.
Never rapped so fast in my life. Nearly had a speed wobble.
Wow. That's, and how did, like, do you guys know Rich from Aphex Twin? Or who is Aphex Twin?
Yeah, duh.
Otherwise, why the heck would he rap on his set?
Well, how did you guys meet him? Like, he's been, you know, burning people's brains with his music for years.
He asked us to rap. We also rap at this LED festival in London. Right. Yeah, and his tour manager also said at first, shouldn't let these guys rap if you're total crackheads. And then he said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And then we're like, we're not crackheads, okay, jeez.
Yeah. So you found out that you guys were, like, straight-edge people as well. How long have you been, you know, not drinking for?
No, I did drink, like, sometimes, but, like, hardly ever. Not, like, during the day.
Okay, good.
Not, like, in the morning when you wake up.
Did I see Chris Cunningham, Rich's mate in Aphex Twin, did he get arrested?
Yeah. We were hanging out with him.
Oh, yeah, that's the one time we might have been drinking.
Yeah. Okay, because he's the guy that makes the video clips and the visuals for Aphex Twin. And why did he get arrested?
I can't tell you, but he did get arrested and he's out now. It's fine.
Okay, good. Excellent. What are you guys doing after Australia?
We're going back to South Africa.
Yeah, Chris is coming.
Sunny South Africa.
Chris is going to come stay by us for a bit. We're going to do this one thing.
Chris Cunningham.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Any clues as to what it is?
No, we have to sign an NDA also.
Of course. That's all you guys do, signing NDAs and signing people's arms in green ink with needles. All right, on Triple J, I'm going to play another tune from Tension right now, as we say goodbye to Deanne Ford. So, should I play Fatty Boom Boom or Fox Julianias?
Fatty Boom Boom.
Excellent. Here it is on Triple J. Another language warning on this tune. There's a little bit of swearing. There may be heaps of swearing in Afrikaans.
Just a little.
Thank you very much to Ninja and Yolandi.
Bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.